Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Irish Country Living Podcast.
Hi, Nevin. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well, Janine. How are you keeping? Are you good? Are you all set for Christmas? Excited?
Oh my gosh, I've got three very excited kids in my house. I don't know about your house.
Listen, it's magical. I mean, like for us, Christmas, we close at Christmas, so we do. We're closed for 2 weeks and we're delighted for the staff, but for family and the twins, they're 10 now and they're very excited. And I love cooking for my family, so definitely Christmas is all about family and food and just relaxing and having a good time. And it is a magical time of the year. I'm sure you agree.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And it's so nice now this year, it being kind of the first kind of really open Christmas that we've had in a while, because, you know, we'd have little spikes in COVID cases the last few years, even if it was slightly open. So this year is kind of the first year where people are just kind of throwing all caution to the wind, I suppose, in a way, and really getting together and starting those parties again. Isn't that right?
Yeah, well, I think people, and definitely that's a big part of it, meeting friends, family, whatever, people you haven't seen in a while. Our youngest brother, Carlos, he's come home from Australia, so he hasn't been home in 5 years. So we're so looking forward to that, and I'm so looking forward to cooking for them all and just having a nice time. And I suppose the key with the food, I mean, my message is not to overcomplicate it. Don't overstress it. And, you know, I know we're going to talk about brunch, but that's a lovely get together that you can relax and enjoy some delicious food without cooking too much at the same time, and just enjoy the occasion, the moment. I think so. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I think everybody really appreciates brunch food as well. It's a real crowd pleaser. Like, everyone loves eggs at the end of the day, isn't that right?
Well, I'm often asked, what's your most popular ingredient, what's your favorite, and it has to be eggs. I just think they're so versatile. And I just think you can do so many things with them. And it's one ingredient I couldn't live without. You know, now my twin brother, David, he's different. He doesn't like eggs, which is mad. You know, and we're from a family of nine. I know he's not a fan of eggs. And I didn't realize that. I forgot about that until recently. I was cooking him the whole fry up and I asked him, would he have an egg? And he said, no, he doesn't like eggs at all. So, but I know from in the restaurant, you know, the breakfast and the brunch, well, we kind of call it breakfast because we 20 rooms. So guests leave at night after having a 9-course taste and menu, said, I can't wait for the breakfast. So we put a huge amount of work into it. And we have four different chefs who do breakfast, as well as the front of house team. And my wife, Amanda, was in with the team to meet the guests and look after them. And we do an average of about 40, 44 for breakfast every morning that we're open. And, you know, it's all cooked fresh. I think that's the key, to keep it fresh. And I mean, we're going to talk about two recipes, the Macne Benedict, which is special. We could talk about the whole Irish fry, which is gorgeous. It's still the number one seller. But the Macne Eggs Benedict with spinach is so delicious. And we offer it with grilled bacon. We offer it with some salmon. You know, we use the Burren Smokehouse salmon. You could use even some smoked trout, you know, from Goatsbridge farm, which is fantastic. So there's some brilliant producers that you can kind of modernize it and change it a little bit. With the Eggs Benedict, what I decided to do and what we do in the restaurant is do kind of like a cream butter sauce. It's not like your classic hollandaise sauce, mm-hmm. which is always a tricky one and could frustrate people. And maybe I like this because we have cream in it, we have a tiny little bit of mustard, some butter, finish it with some chives, a little bit of lemon. That can be made ahead and that can keep for a week in your fridge, mm-hmm. and you just warm it up. And the mm-hmm. key is poaching the perfect egg at room temperature with a little bit of vinegar in the water. You know this, no salt in the water because it actually firms up the egg, and then you just literally crack it. And of course, you're looking for your Bourbier quality assured eggs. Sometimes we serve it with brioche. Brioche is lovely. It's a sweet and rich bread. We make it in the restaurant and yeah. we make it in loaves, and what we do is we freeze it. So we make maybe 12, 20 loaves at a time. Mm-hmm. And then we slice it and then we just toast it. So that's lovely and sweet. But in the recipe I've given you, Janine, and it'll be in the journal, is that it's on a muffin, which is mm-hmm. gorgeous. Or you could use the Waterford blah, or you could use croissant. So you can experiment with lots of different kind of breads or different textures, mm-hmm. even lovely gluten free. Absolutely. It's versatile and it's really, I think it's very simple. The trickiest thing to do is to make the sauce, and you're just reducing some cream. If you're making that for a group, especially around Christmas, New Year's, I would double up the recipe and I would thicken mm-hmm. it with a little bit of diluted corn flour. So you get a nice kind of coating consistency. And don't have it too mustardy, don't have it too lemony. You want it definitely nice and creamy and buttery. That's what I want. And it's mm-hmm. a little bit lighter than the Hollanders. As much as I like the Hollanders sauce, I find that it can be a little bit rich and heavy. So I think the key is not to to try this sauce and make it ahead of time and see if you like it. And you don't want, because remember, you're having vinegar, a little bit of vinegar in poaching your eggs. You don't want too much either. You don't want too much acidity, which kind of spoils it. So you want to be careful of that.
Yeah, you're just finding the right balance there. And it is a really beautiful balanced dish. I actually love that cream sauce. And I have to say, you know, we've all been there where you're making a batch of hollandaise for a dinner party for something, and it just splits at the last minute and you're like, what am I going to do? So the cream sauce is a real kind of no-brainer, I suppose, especially if you're feeding a load of people.
Yeah, and you can make it ahead. And I mean, like, I'm using just like a regular, a double cream would be a little bit richer, but I just use whipping cream. Mm-hmm. And again, if you're making it for a group, you think with a little bit of corn flour, so you do so that it's not too gloopy. It's like, I'll tell you what you want, is it important? I've recommended to serve it with a little bit of baked ham, because you might have ham, you know, left over around the Christmas, which would be gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Grilled streaky bacon, I love that. I absolutely love that. And smoky bacon is delicious, or you can mm-hmm. have smoked salmon. So you can mix it up, you know. I wouldn't be given too much choice. You could let everyone kind of help themselves, the salmon or trout, or have your bacon there. You have your eggs, your muffins, or whatever kind of bread you're going to do. Brioche is definitely sweet, and it's mm-hmm. lovely and rich. It's a real treat, so it is. It's gorgeous.
Lovely. Now, Nevin, you're also including a really lovely recipe for smoked salmon and scrambled eggs. What do you have any tips now for making kind of the perfect fluffy scrambled egg?
Yeah, really good fresh eggs. And then what you do is you put a little bit of, well, I put a little bit of cream into it to enrich it, and then start it off in a high heat, take it off until it's nice and kind of soft. It'll finish off in the pot. I like a kind of sloppy scrambled egg. And I remember wife going on her honeymoon to Sydney, and I remember going to this restaurant called Bill Granger, and he was famous for his sloppy scrambled eggs. So have them really loose and soft, and that they're lovely and wet and moist, and that they just fall, and then finish it with a little bit of butter, so that will slow down the cooking process. I like to serve that with some streaky bacon, even the likes of sourdough bread, which is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And it's all, like, a lot of people make their own. We get from a local bakery in Enniskillen called Folk. We do make our own in the restaurant, but there's lots of great bakeries now that you can get. And what I've started to do, Janine, is get a lovely loaf of sourdough, cut it in four if it's a big loaf, and I freeze it. And I freeze mm-hmm. it perfectly, and then take it out. You know, and I think sourdough is actually nice toasted a day or two when it's old. I think the flavor.
Oh, I do. I do so many things with sourdough. You make great croutons for tomato soup with them. I put cheese on them and put them back in the oven. They get really lovely and melty, and then you have it on top of tomato soup. Like, sourdough is the bread that keeps on giving. It just, even if it goes stale, there's always a way of refreshing it.
Yeah, you have no waste. And I have a recipe. It's using some leftover roast chicken. It's in my new book, and it's done with instead of doing a breadcrumb, it's like chunks of sourdough as you're kind of topping your crumb.
Gorgeous.
Your little kind of gratin, we call that, with a nice cream sauce, and it's really It's delicious. So sourdough, as you said, it's so versatile and so delicious. And actually, the Eggs Benedict, I've never actually served it with the sourdough, but you could actually do that, no problem. I prefer a soft, for, in particular with this kind of soft bread, whether it's the muffin, the brioche, the Waterford Blas, really delicious, or even a nice brioche bun, which is gorgeous. So mix it up. Don't overcomplicate it. A little bit of wilted spinach, your perfect poached egg, you know, in about 2 minutes, and your lovely buttery sauce, which is already made. You warm that up, drizzle that up at the last end, and you have the perfect, you have the perfect Eggs Benedict. It's so tasty.
Oh, you're making me hungry. and then the last one you have there is actually a sourdough-based dish, though I'm sure, you, like, again, you could probably switch up the bread that you use, but you have a crispy bacon, smashed avocado, and roasted tomatoes with beautiful poached eggs. And that combination for me is just perfection.
Do you know what? There's something about avocado because it can be very bland and you've got to get flavor into it. So, you know, put a little bit of lime zest and juice into it. You can put a little bit of creme fraiche into it and kind of smash it up. So you don't want a really smooth avocado, like a really smooth kind of guacamole. You can put chili into it too. You put a little bit of mixed hot chili sauce, which is a lovely producer in Wicklow. That'll give a little bit of a kick. If you're going to make this the day ahead, definitely put lemon or lime juice into it. It gives flavor, needs lots of salt. And one thing about avocado, lovely and ripe, and if you can get the Spanish one, most supermarkets or vegetable stores, if it's underripe, the avocado, leave it in your kitchen because we obviously have the heat on around the Christmas period, so they'll ripen in a day or two. And then what you do is just literally peel it, smash it up with the fork. That's what it means. Get your kids to do this. It's part of the fun. Get them grating the lime zest, a little bit of lemon or lime juice into that too. You can lighten it with a little bit of creme fraiche. We don't always do that. Sometimes we do in the restaurant, and then you can put some lovely herbs, coriander. But maybe sometimes I find some herbs are a little bit strong for breakfast. So just be aware of that. Now, you made a good point about the sourdough. I definitely think the sourdough is the best bread to use in this, because that's crusty and that's toasted and it's beautiful. And then you have that lovely creamy avocado. And with this, we're serving those roasted tomatoes, which are gorgeous. A little bit of oil, a little bit of balsamic vinegar. And I'm using the cherry tomatoes. So they kind of burst and pop and they're just so tasty, gorgeous. Full of flavor. And with this also, you know, you can fry an egg, you can poach an egg, scramble. You can mix it up. You don't have to do whatever you want to. But I think the whole thing is that, you know, this gives a lovely option with the grilled streaky bacon. We actually have this on our menu for breakfast with no bacon, just as is, just with some eggs, grilled sourdough, and it's a vegetarian option. So people love that too. So they do.
Yeah, absolutely. And the bacon definitely adds to it. But I can see without, like, those roasted tomatoes are so full of flavor. They're slow roasted and they're just jam packed full of flavor. It's a really beautiful dish. So, and it's great because what you're saying here really is that you're providing kind of inspiration for a kind of brunch gathering, a brunch dinner party, but you can mix and match all of these things to make something, you know, using the things you either have on hand or, you know, when people are dropping in last minute, you don't have to overplan this, is what you're saying.
I absolutely agree. And the worst thing you can do is overcomplicate it. You know, you need really good fresh eggs, some lovely bacon if you're using it, avocados, yes. To know whatever you want, or even a little bit of smoked salmon or smoked trout. So don't give too many choices. Keep it simple. Really good bread. I mean, like if you make your own wonderful, a porridge bread would work really well, or a wheaten bread with this. But sourdough is definitely one of the best breakfast breads for me. I just think it's a lovely bread.
And it makes the best toast.
You can get brioche too, but. Well, I definitely do. I definitely just with lots of lovely Irish butter. So you're in heaven. And then maybe something to drink with this, like some freshly squeezed orange juice, with maybe a little bit of Prosecco or sparkling wine, you know, like a mimosa, I think so, or like, you know, something like that would be really delicious. And it's all about, I suppose, Christmas, you're doing something a little bit different, special, and you're still having your friends and family. And this could be like after Christmas, you know, you've done enough cooking, you want to keep it simple, but you still want to entertain in a little way that we try and always encourage and have fun and not overcomplicate. I think that's the key.
Definitely. And you touched on drinks a little bit there. And I totally agree with you. If you're having something like a Benedict, something with poached eggs, you know, eggs themselves are the perfect food. They're one of my favorite foods. But the yolk is quite rich and you want something that's going to cut through that a little bit. So when you said the mimosa there, that immediately for me was, yes, when I'm having poached eggs, when I'm having Eggs Benedict, that's the kind of cocktail that I'd want to have in the morning. You know, that little bit of acid just to cut through the richness of the eggs.
No, definitely. And, you know, it's hard to beat, you know, really good freshly squeezed orange juice. I know Simply Better too, using Valencia oranges, which are reckoned to be some of the best. It's produced from a company. Mm-hmm. In Dublin, but it's a fresh, like it only keeps for a couple of days, you know, which is always a good sign. You can obviously squeeze your own. I honestly don't. And in the restaurant, We get it, so we do it from Keelings. They're based in Dublin. It's really good quality, freshly squeezed orange juice. And, you know, your kids will love it.
So we'll touch a little bit on the drinks as well that I chose to pair with your brunch menu items. And for me, like we said, the mimosa idea is ideal if you want to have a few kind of cocktail celebratory drinks with your brunch. And of course, brunch isn't first thing in the morning. You could have it up to 1 p.m., 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and you could still technically call it a brunch, right? So, you know, you're not waking up and just cracking open the bottle of champagne. And it's a great option. But also, I wanted to touch a little bit on Irish roasted coffees and specifically some Christmas blends that we're seeing this time of year, because personally I don't know if you are, Nevin, I'm a coffee lover. Do you drink coffee yourself?
Oh, I love it. Oh my god. Yeah. I can't live without coffee. I absolutely love it. So
I love it too. One of my first jobs when I was in university was a barista, and so I learned so much about coffee. And I've just developed a lifelong love for it and appreciation for it. And the nice thing about Ireland is, even though we're not really a coffee producing region, obviously, we have some of the nicest micro roasteries in all of Europe, I would say.
There's lots of variety, and it shows you how kind of sophisticated the Irish palate has become, because, you know, they'll definitely go out of the way to get a really nice cup of coffee, whether it's a flat white or whatever. I mean, I didn't know what a flat white is until I went to Australia, New Zealand, and this could be over 10 years ago, but it just shows the whole coffee culture has really changed. They call it a cortado now, I think, in Spain and Portugal. It is a little bit less milk than the flat white, but it's just... there's some great people, so there is producing some beautiful, beautiful coffee. And I've met quite a few of them, even from Westport, even along my travels, you know, for the Greenways over the last year in particular. Lots of little, as you used to call them, micro roasters, which is a very good term. You know, these are small artisan producers that really are very specific on roasting, and they roast specific to your customers or to your needs, which I think is very, 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 very smart.
They're really at the top of their game. It's really impressive to see, and it's exciting to learn about, as I say in the article. But this time of year, I always really like to try the Christmas blends, and a lot of micro roasteries will create a Christmas blend. And what they're doing is they're taking, you know, most micro roasteries will work with what they call single origin beans now, where they're taking beans from a specific region. And just like wine, it'll have different notes depending on where it's grown, what soil it's been grown in, which is the beauty of that. But at Christmas, sitting in front of the tree, in front of the fire, watching the kids open the presents, you're having a cup of coffee, there's something that's really, really nice about a blend of different beans, so that these micro roasteries can kind of create their own taste of Christmas, if you will, with their coffee. And one that I have the bag here. They sent me some and it looks gorgeous. Badger and Dodo, yeah, they're in Cork. And you were mentioning Australia, and Brock Lewin is the head of Badger and Dodo. He actually comes from Australia. He moved here and he was, I think it was his father-in-law's farm where he first started roasting in small batches. And they still do small batch, and it's able, it kind of enables them to control the quality, but also work with really unique coffee growers, which will only grow in small quantities. So when you're roasting in small quantities, you can work with these smaller growers as well. And their Christmas blend is really nice. It's a blend of South American beans with a little bit of African beans thrown in. And if you know anything about coffee, African beans tend to be a little bit more citrusy. They might have a little more acid to them, floral notes, that kind of thing. And then the South American beans would be really nutty. They'd kind of, what they're saying here is like kind of chestnut flavors, and combined together, it just makes for a really Christmassy feel, because you have the chestnuts, you have the nuts, you have a little bit of spice, but then you also have a little bit of fruit from the African beans. So I thought that was a really lovely Christmas blend to be using. And I never had a Badger and Dodo coffee. I haven't really, really liked, I have to say.
Yeah, they're very consistent. I've enjoyed plenty of their coffee in Galway, just beside the Radisson, just off Air Square, and they just shop there. And anytime I see their brand, I said, oh, that's good coffee. I mean, they really are so consistent. You're right. And,
consistent.
I've learned something. I didn't realize that they were doing Christmas blends. So that sounds really gorgeous. That's a really good coffee. Really good coffee.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, there is the single origin, and that's really wonderful, because you're getting a real taste of place with the single origin coffee beans. But when they blend it, you really do get that kind of crowd pleasing. The family's over for Christmas. Everybody wants a cup of coffee. Everyone has different tastes. A blend is a really easy way to please people, but it also can, like I said, evoke those Christmassy feelings, I suppose, as well. But then I'm just going to go completely in the opposite direction for my next coffee that I'm talking about, because this is from Cloud Picker. They're a micro roastery based in Dublin. Yep. They're fantastic. And they work with specific growers all over the world. They are doing great things in terms of supporting women growers, ethically grown coffee, that kind of thing. But also their single origin is always just really, really nice. And they actually kept their Christmas coffee single origin this year, which is unusual. Usually it's a blend. They'll take different beans from different places. But they found this Guatemalan bean, and they said as soon as they tried it, they knew right away this was going to be for their Christmas offering. So it's called, I'm probably going to butcher this, it's called El Coigual. And that's the region of Guatemala where the farmers they work with are growing these beans. And again, it's perfectly balanced in terms of like that nuttiness, that little bit of spice, and then a little bit of fruit. It kind of evokes kind of feelings of fruitcake or mince pies. So I thought that was a really interesting one to feature as well. And I hope that people give those coffees a try this Christmas.
Yeah, and of course, people can go online and they can order them, you know, and get them sent direct and even have them, you know, before Christmas so that they can try them and sample them. And I suppose it's very interesting. It shows, you know, you put a little bit of thought and effort. I don't mean that to be any smart, but just, you know, that Christmas, it's only probably available for Christmas and then it's gone, you know, so that would be interesting. And if you're like me, and I'm sure you are, I couldn't live without coffee. And, you know, it's wonderful to see all the wonderful innovation that there is. We often talk about craft beers, but within the coffee whole scene, it's great.
Yeah,
it really is great to see. It really
yeah,
is. It's fantastic.
Doing fantastic
and
things.
We've become a little bit kind of and I think the Irish palate, they love a really good cup of coffee. I think I definitely see it in the restaurant. You know, we sell a lot of coffee and people enjoy it. I mean, I couldn't imagine. You know, I drink an average maybe 5 to 6 cups of coffee a day. I love it. I absolutely love it. So too.
That's your secret. That's how you keep going.
That's my secret. That's it. I love it first thing in the morning. Yeah, I love my flat whites.
Me too. I couldn't live without coffee. Small kids, busy mom, working. You need coffee, but you need good coffee in your life. And I think I was probably much more of a coffee snob when I was younger. I've definitely mellowed out in my older years. And now I just use the percolator like we always grew up with in Canada and just brew a big pot of coffee for myself in the morning. And I just love that.
In fairness, Ginny, you work Barista, so you know all about making coffee and the different milks and the temperature and cleaning the machine, and you know that's so important. There's a lot of elements into making the perfect cup of coffee, and I think it's about consistency, starting off with the really good beans. And we're lucky that we have such good people in Ireland doing that now, which is just growing over the last maybe 5-6 years, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just expanded. It's great to see.
Absolutely. Well, Nevin, thank you so much for talking to me today. I hope you have a great Christmas with your family.
Yeah, and I hope Santi's very good to your kids and good to you too. And Jeanine, it's been an absolute pleasure and working with you and being with you and the Farmers Journal team. And I wish you all every happiness and have a great Christmas. And, you know, for everyone watching this and the readers, just enjoy. Don't overcomplicate it. Enjoy the time with your family and friends. And that's what it's all about. Good food, some nice quality time, a nice little bit to drink if you want, and just enjoy it. I think that's the key. But sure, we'll chat in the new year. And thanks for everything, Jeanine. You've been brilliant.
Thank you, Nevin. We'll talk to you soon. Happy Christmas.
Bye. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Thanks.
The Irish Country Living Podcast.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.